No worries, man. Thanks for having me here.
No worries at all. Look, Canberra, let me start there because it's a bit of a personal thing for me. I lived there for quite a while. I feel like it's part of your story, you know. What is it about the nation's capital that you incorporate in your music, and what are your thoughts on the scene there?
I think it's one of those places where, since there's not so much going on, I feel like you need to inspire yourself to do something. So I guess that's where music really came into play for me.
Yeah.
You know, trying to entertain myself and have something to do.
Yeah.
And I think the quiet environment, I'm massively into just open spaces and quiet environments. So being in Sydney now, it's like so overwhelming, man, like so chaotic.
Yeah, you're right. And Canberra does have a lot of those open spaces. And that's one of the draw cards of being there.
You know?
And maybe it makes you like contemplate a bit more or just chill out. And, be with yourself.
I mean, I feel like I'm a pretty relaxed person. I think that's a lot to do with Canberra and just the chill vibes there. Definitely coolness.
Do you find the scene there? I mean, I know it's growing all the time. And the Canberra scene when I was living there, it was just growing and growing constantly, you know, and it seems like a great buzz. I was just down there last week and, you know, the hip-hop scene there is just generating so many great acts, including yourself. What do you think of that?
Well, I'm pretty new to the whole hip-hop scene in general, but especially in Canberra in the last kind of 3-4 years. And I've noticed just talking to people who've been around there for years.
Yeah.
I was talking to this one guy I met at the gig El Fresh played the other week, and he was telling me, you know, 10 years ago, the hip hop scene was so, everyone was kind of like, everyone was around, but it was kind of like everyone's doing their own thing.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's at each other when he was saying, whereas now with like my crew of, you know, hip hop dudes in Canberra, everyone's going to each other's gigs. Yeah. Everyone's, you know, showing each other love. And that's what I came into it at, like, you know, when I came in, that's what was going on.
Yeah.
So it's all love, it's all community. And, you know, everyone backs each other up, everyone's proud of each other.
Yeah.
And I guess that, you know, that's inspiring for me as well when I, you know, travel outside of Canberra to take a bit of that Canberra love around with me.
That's right. Now, you started your musical journey, I read, with Chili Peppers and guitar.
Yeah.
And how do you move from that sort of scene or that sort of love to what you are doing now?
Well, yeah, a lot of Chili Peppers, a lot of Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, yeah.
I think just playing guitar, it was a bit of a gradual thing, like guitaring and wanting to record my songs that I was writing on guitar kind of somehow turned into producing, like, you know, because I obviously lay down the guitar riff or whatever, and I'd be like, oh, I need some drums to it, need this to it, this, you know. So that turned into producing, and then just over the years, you know, my voice broke. Suddenly I couldn't sing so well. Melodies became slightly more difficult.
Yeah.
And that just turned into poetry and writing and rapping. And, you know, I realized much later on the reason I love Chili's and Rage so much was because they were really hip-hop influenced.
Yeah.
And at the time, I had no idea. I thought I hated hip-hop at the time, which is crazy now that I look back at it. Because, yeah, they're massively hip-hop influenced. And when I listen to them now, I can see it so clearly.
Yeah, you're right. Like, Rage Against the Machine in particular.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
At the time, for me personally, I didn't really know hip-hop that well. But I heard Zach sort of rapping on those heavy songs. I'm like, what's going on here?
It just works so well.
And
I think that's one of the reasons I fell in love with them without knowing that's the reason necessarily.
Like you say, the hip-hop scene in Australia is sort of exploding, like has been over the last few years. I mean, your music is a sort of a mix of sort of soul and rap. It's not just hip-hop. But is there anyone in the sort of Australian scene now that's sort of been mentoring you or you look up to a lot, you know, in the current scene?
Not so much mentoring. Like I said, I'm pretty new to the Oz scene especially. Like, when I first got into hip-hop, I was just American hip-hop. Like, I think people can hear it. Now it's just kind of been burned in my brain, the whole American thing. So when I rap, I come off with this a bit of American vibe, American accent kind of thing comes out, which is just something that happens subconsciously. Like, as soon as I start rapping, that's just what comes out.
Yeah.
And just coming to the Oz scene, it's just been love from everyone. I mean, like stuff from the Hilltop Hoods, like comes out to shows and you know, go out to see El Fresh, Dylan Joel. It's just everyone seems to be fan, which is incredible. So, you know, going out and seeing their shows and enjoying their shows, but also knowing, you know, these people I'm in the industry with as well, is inspiring in itself. And, you know, I can go out there, watch them, see what they're doing, go, all right, you know, I see you doing this well. Maybe I'm incorporate that a little bit.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Everyone seems really supportive in the scene.
Yeah.
And there's none of that rivalry sort of stuff, you know, you traditionally might see in America or, you know, maybe back in the older days. Everyone's supporting everyone.
It's great. And that's what was interesting to me, like, knowing so much about the American scene and knowing, you know, all the beef and rap battles and whatnot. And then West Side, coming here and seeing everyone just show so much love was refreshing.
Yeah, nice. Now, look, your debut full-length album with the people just came out a little while ago. Fantastic album. It's really an eclectic mix of celebration, introspection, and collaboration, I thought. Were you aiming at any sort of vibe for this record in particular?
I wanted it to be majority positive vibes for this first album. I really wanted to kind of show that side of me, this celebratory part of me where, like to go out and, get down to a bit of funk. And I love my funk and I love my soul as well.
Yeah, I noticed a lot of organ.
Yeah, so much organ, man. when we're producing it, the guy Ben Gardner, every time he'd like pull out the organ, I'd be like, yup. Let's start with that. He's like, not too much organ? Not too much organ. More organ. So
never have too much organ.
Yeah, never have too much organ.
And you worked with your brother, of course, Genesis.
Owusu
on this album. And the Answer Brothers have been doing some stuff. I saw you recently here in Sydney playing with your brother at this Code of Conduct.
Their last launch here. They got us over it. And it was so fun. First time we played outside of Canberra as well.
Oh, right. Any guests on Family Ties, along with your cousin on the album. It's obviously a great vibe between you and your family. Can you tell us a bit about how that sort of came together?
Family is an important thing for me to start with anyway, but more recently in the last couple, maybe even the last year. So I was originally born in West Africa, Ghana, and, I moved here when I was like 6 years old.
Yeah.
And I'm 22 now, and I hadn't been back till last year. Last year was the first time I went back.
Yep.
And, living here, I only know my immediate family and have cousins here. So that's all the family I knew about for so long in my life. So going back to Ghana and, we were there for a month and I met new family every single day we were there, and seeing how much family I had there, how much, love and support they'd been keeping up with my story over here.
Yeah.
I had no idea. And I think coming back from that, it just made me realize how important family was, especially my parents and what they'd done to, get us to where we are now. Going to my dad's village where he was brought up, like poor as man, like so poor, like open sewers. It was nasty, man. But like, seeing him come from that to, a successful man now and, holding the family down. And say my mom, she was a teacher back in Ghana, and when they moved here, so dad was basically packing shelves and Woolies to earn enough money to bring us over.
Wow.
Yeah, mom was paying for a uni because she had to go to uni again.
Yeah, yeah.
Was cleaning houses and stuff. My little brother, had to take my little brother around. He was 2 years old. So I never really appreciated that struggle they went through. And I think it comes with maturing as well as I've grown up. Realize how tough that it all really was.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. And it was great to hear part of your father's story on the album itself.
Yeah.
You've got that sort of spoken words track. And it was really just raw, just talking to him, and he's just sort of telling you how he felt and bringing you out here, and I just thought that was a fantastic part of the album and a real personal touch.
I had that in mind from the start. I would definitely wanted to have something like that, and it was really raw. Like, I gave him a list of, I guess, questions, kind of interviewed him a bit. I go, you mind coming into the studio real quick and answering some questions? He's like, just write down some of the questions for me.
Yeah.
And after he came in, just ended up being conversation. Like, the actual thing goes for like 15 minutes, but obviously I wasn't going to put a 15-minute thing on there. So I, cut out the main bits. But he went really deep into things. And I just had to have that on there to really showcase that side of me as well, because I didn't want it to all be just the fun and games as well. With the funk and stuff, I actually wanted to show that, I can be deep. And I am a deep person too, especially with my family. And even the up-tempo songs, if you actually look into the lyrics, it's all pretty like real stuff. It's all pretty in-depth stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the lemons, life gives you lemons.
Yeah.
It's a pretty heavy track,
It is. It's funny because that's what I really wanted from the album was it's something that you could listen to on the surface and just enjoy it. But if you wanted to go deeper into it, you could. So it's crazy when people, go, man, I love life gives you lemons so much. I'm like, do you know what it's about? And they're like, oh, I don't know, you're having fun. I'm like, it's about me dealing with racism. And they're just like, oh, word. Yeah. That's something I kept in mind when I was writing for sure.
So the album's just come out and you're touring around the country. Oh, you've just done Adelaide. You said Supper was there.
Yeah.
And you did Sydney last night or last week.
Bondi.
And you're back in Sydney again.
26.
Any highlights on a tour so far? What's been sort of the vibe in the crowd? Everyone sort of know your words yet?
Yeah. Well, that's I think the biggest highlight I'm taking from is people knowing words.
Yeah.
The hometown show, especially, there was one dude I hadn't met him before, and I got my brother to support that show as well. And all through my brother's set, this one dude just happened to know every one of his words. I'm like, man, you got a massive fan. And then I jumped on, and he knew every single one of the, my words for the new album and everything. Like, the album hasn't been out for long, and for someone to, you know, study it that much to know a good, like, 80% of the words, wow, the whole set, yeah. And just, you know, in foreign, like, that's hometown, so I guess, yeah, you know, as much as I love it, it is a bit like, you know, hometown homies or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But places, yeah, other cities like Adelaide and Melbourne and stuff, people knowing the words of songs and singing along and, you know, getting down is just, yeah, absolutely incredible for me. It's not something I'm used to seeing. And yeah, especially, you know, music is something I'd do anyway, kind of for free in the spare bedroom, you know. So, yeah, it's crazy to take that out on the road and yeah, see people connecting to it.
Fantastic. Well, good luck with the album. Good luck with the tour.
Thank you, man.
Thanks so much for coming into 2SCR for a chat.
No worries.
And we'll catch you around soon.
Awesome. Cheers, dude.
Cheers.